I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. One problem that has always bedeviled biologists trying to clarify relationships between organisms is the matter of time. How long has it been since the ancestor of two modern species split into the two separate lines leading to the present kinds? The fossil record helps, but is spotty. The field of molecular genetics now is beginning to supply answers. Not all genes are subjected to natural selection. That is, they are neither constrained to remain unchanged by mutations, nor are they weeded out of the genetic material. These neutral genes thus tend to change through time because of mutations. When a species splits into two species, the neutral genes of each new species build up differences independently. Taken over long spans of time, the differences tend to accumulate at constant rates. If we can calculate this rate, all we have to do is follow the rate backwards to find the time of the splitting of the ancestor. Finally, we should be able to trace back the time of origination from their common ancestor of such desert creatures as kangaroo rats. I'm Florence Schwein.